This is TWiT.
Now, we've got a special one for you. It's not a full review. It's a first look. That's right. Leo Laporte, last week on air for This Week in Google, ordered the newest Google Chromebook, the Pixel. And he wanted to see if maybe coming out of the box, it would change his world.
Hey, Father Robert, I thought I'd kind of pop in a little bit on this before you buy. I'm not going to do a review, but stunningly, you know, I ordered the Chromebook Pixel when it was announced right before This Week in Google on Wednesday, and it's here already on a Friday. So 2 days shipping from Google. And this is the new, the update. The Chromebook Pixel, which came out 2 years ago, was unmatched for excess. It was the most expensive Chromebook easily at $1,300, all aluminum frame. It had a strange 3x2 aspect ratio, but a very high 2560 by 1700, I think it was 1700 resolution. So it's a great device. It's just ridiculously overpriced. In fact, Google even admits that about 85% of all Pixels are used by Googlers who got them for free. Nevertheless, those who love the Pixel, and I'm one of them, it's amazing. We're really excited to hear, Jeff Jarvis is a good example, that they've done a new one, the Pixel 2. So it came out, and I ordered it immediately. One thing that's different about the Pixel 2, Intel Broadwell chipset, so that should give it a lot better battery life. I didn't get the ludicrously speedy version, the LS. I got just the $999 version. That's the good news. They've dropped the price $300 while increasing the speed. Oh, that big box, it was all about holding a lot of paper because the actual Pixel box is in here. There we go. They could have just shipped this, you know. Well, they were in a hurry. Ordered this from the new Google store, which they had just opened right before this went for sale. An i5, 8 gigs of RAM standard, 256, or is it, how big, maybe it's a 64 gig SSD. The SSD on a Pixel, on a Chromebook, is not really important because you're really not supposed to store much on it. Out of the cardboard and into the day. Oh, nice box. That's pretty. There's done some other things. I've already been reading the reviews about the Pixel that are kind of cool. You know, this, the design is exactly the same, including this kind of colored bar, but now you could tap the colored bar twice and it'll give you an idea of how much battery life is left in your Pixel. That's nice. And they are claiming a battery life of somewhere around 13, I think, hours. I'll give you, when I give you the review next week, I'll give you a real world battery time. I'll have had it for enough time to know that. Are you ready? Unboxing the Chromebook Pixel. Looks exactly, I mean, exactly like 2 years ago. The connectors are interesting because these new USB Type-C connectors usable for both data, video, and power. And they've done something very interesting. This is different. They've got rubber feet all the way across here. They've put two USB-Cs, unlike Apple, which just put one. So we still have USB ports. We still have a headphone port, even an SD card slot. But there's two USB Type-C connectors. That means you can choose which side your power's on, which side your video comes out of. That's kind of cool. Here's the let's get started. Power on, find network, log in, launch apps. That's the beauty part. On the Chromebook, it is really easy to get things started. You just log into your Google account and everything downloads. There it is. That's a Type-C connector. You know, it looks a lot like a micro USB connector. It's just symmetric. That's really the only difference. It's like the round part of the micro USB connector, minus the kind of the V. I don't know if they juiced it up or not. Let's see. You know, I could try this. Hello, Pixel. Use the keyboard. The keyboard. How quaint. There it is. There is a little juice in here. Ooh, one of the things I liked about the Pixel, they had pretty good speakers in here. But there's, as you see, no porting anymore. I don't know where the speaker port comes from. Same, very much similar keyboard. You know, this is really just a less expensive, faster Chromebook. An i5, more RAM, a little more storage. Let's join our Twit network. You can look at me while I type in my password. You know, one of the reasons I might want to continue, normally that'd be the end of the unboxing. But I want to sign in because I want to show you how fast the onboarding is for a Chromebook. Optional make Chrome OS better by setting anonymous statistics. Yeah, 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 yada, yada, yada. There's some additional stuff here. System security setting. This has a TPM device. Let me hide that that number there, which is used to implement many, that's interesting, critical security features. Below is the randomly generated TPM password that has been assigned to you by your computer. Don't know what that's for, but okay. Chrome updates automatically, so there is a system update. It's funny, even though it's only 2 days old already, there's an update. Let's see. This might take too long to make it worthwhile for an unboxing. But there you have it. USB-C on both sides. Same, basically same exact boxy design, the weird 3x2 screen. I'm a big fan of the Pixel that I have at home, and I was excited to get the new one. We'll have a full review for you next week, along with a fairly unusual new Chromebook. Can't talk about it now. We'll be the very first to show it next week on Before You Buy. Back to you, Robert.
As soon as Leo has a chance to really dive into it, that class of device has really been growing the last couple of years, and I'm glad that we have the next demonstration of what a Chromebook could be.